Radio Gdańsk English News.
This is the Radio Gdańsk English Service News this Thursday, 30th of September 2021, read by Andrew Carter. The headlines: Poland donates COVID vaccines to Egypt. Submit your census return today or face a fine. Baltic fishermen win recognition for sustainability. And online influencers face scrutiny over sponsorship deals. Good morning. The Polish government has flown more than 100,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Egypt. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the donation of the AstraZeneca shots is an expression of solidarity, saying Egypt is among Poland's key partners in the Arab world. A statement from the ministry emphasized that equal access to safe vaccines is important in fighting the global pandemic. Poland has previously donated vaccines and sent medical and personal protection equipment to several other countries. Today is the last day for all residents of Poland to complete the national census or face a hefty fine. All permanent and temporary residents must register their details by midnight tonight. Those who miss the deadline could be fined up to 5,000 zlotys. The Central Statistical Office said there may be problems in getting through to its census helpline due to the high number of calls, and encouraged callers who don't get a response to hang up and try again later. The census is carried out once every 10 years, and this year's data collection started in April. Four fisheries in the Baltic Sea have won recognition for their sustainable fishing practices. The Marine Stewardship Council gave its Blue Badge certificate to the producers of flounder, turbot and plaice, saying they wanted to dispel the image of a Polish fisherman who doesn't care about the environment. The certificates are the first in the world to endorse environmentally friendly catches of turbot and flounder. MSC spokesperson Anna Dębicka said the awards could open new markets for the fishermen. Marcin Radkowski of the Kołobrzeg Fish Producers Group said they wanted to give the lie to the idea that the Baltic is a polluted and almost dead sea. Online influencers will come under the spotlight of consumer protection regulators looking for undeclared sponsorship. The Office of Competition and Consumer Protection says it will examine whether brand cooperation and product placement are being clearly declared to audiences in view of the rapidly growing impact of social media influencers. It says the aim is for internet users to be clear about the difference between a product review and an advertisement. The regulator's president, Tomasz Chrusner, acknowledged the power that influencers have, especially over young people who might want to imitate them. He said that a situation where an influencer receives a fee but gives the impression that they are sharing a private opinion is simply unfair. Police have warned about the changing tactics of online scammers after a woman who believed she was helping an American soldier was conned out of 200,000 zlotys. The woman from Zamość struck up an online friendship with a man in July, and police say he soon started asking for money to help to buy a flight from the US to Poland.
The weather.
A band of rain will move across Poland today, bringing clouds and showers to the east and leaving clear skies in the west. Gdańsk will stay mostly dry, but it will feel chilly with cloudy skies and temperatures peaking at 15 degrees Celsius or 59 Fahrenheit. Overnight will dip to 11 degrees C, 51 Fahrenheit, before a slightly milder and dry day tomorrow. You've been listening to the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.